Well, from next year, whips in total will be banned in harness racing. It sees harness racing move in line with thoroughbred racing, where whips aren't banned, but their usage is now severely limited, and the whips are now larger and padded, with the potential of whips being banned full-time in thoroughbred racing a possibility. And, of course, greyhound racing having gone through a huge upheaval following the Four Corners report of unacceptable and outrageous animal cruelty has seen that sport redefine itself. And harness racing, feeling the winds of change, have announced that there'll be no whips as from next season. So Vivian Tomrin, now based here in Victoria, a driver trainer, comes originally from Norway. In Scandinavia, harness racing is a very popular pastime and ideally suited to the conversation, and I'll explain why in a minute. Good morning, Vivian.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. And am I right in saying that in Norway and possibly in Sweden and other places where they do have harness racing in Europe, the whip no longer exists?
It exists in Sweden, not in Norway. Norway is the only other country who's completely banned it.
So the fact that some of the drivers have suggested that whilst they understand that the use of the whip and gratuitous use of the whip is a bad look for the sport, there are drivers in Australia who feel that to best control a harness horse, especially one that might find it difficult to get around turns, a little bit wayward up the straight, the whip can be used not as something to inflict pain, but more to guide the horse. And some drivers have said they feel vulnerable without it. What do you say to that?
I can understand the worry, because it is being used as a tool not just for driving the horse forward, but for keeping it straight. And also, in incidents where the horse was shy, and especially young horses, they're inexperienced. It is a tool to keep safe. In saying that, there's more accidents down in Australia than it is in Norway, all just due to the regulations of the races, obviously, because they don't drive as fast in Norway. But the same concerns happened in Norway when the whip was banned back in 1976. They said the same thing, and they did allow to use the whip in three-year-old races for another couple of years after that, until it was phased out completely.
Yeah, that's interesting. So in dealing with younger horses that are more likely to be green and fractious, they phased it out. Seems to be a sensible approach. There's been a fair bit of resistance to the banning of the whip. Do you understand why harness racing in not only Victoria, but harness racing across Australia has tried to probably be ahead of the game and ban the whip? Do you understand where their concerns are coming from?
I do, because it is not always a great spectacle to watch animals getting beaten. And, it's supposed to be entertaining as well as it's providing hunters with their way of earning money. But it's very hard to encourage younger people into the sport when probably younger people these days who are into animals aren't really into whipping them as such. But I can totally see why the industry participants are on the heels on this one as well, because it was very unexpected. It was thrown at them, and not really much information except from reading it in the media that from next year we're not going to have a whip. We weren't sort of enlightened about this happening, which, you know, straight away you feel that it's your sport, you're creating this, and you didn't even get information or get to take part in making the decision. And it could have maybe have been against the transition into reducing the whip use rather than just cutting it off.
Yeah, unfortunately, and we saw in greyhound racing how quickly the sentiment of the community can be turned against a sport. And there are activists out there who probably would say that their motivation is for the well-being of animals, but one does wonder sometimes whether or not part of their motivation is to see any interaction between human beings and animals kept down to a very bare minimum, which, you know, has to be questioned. But the fact is that they do have a voice, and They certainly know how to use social media and modern forms of communication. So it's really a case of harness racing probably getting on the front foot here. Vivian, your own personal situation, do you feel that you'll be in any way put in harm's way without having a whip as part of your equipment to drive a harness horse?
Not so much by my own horses, maybe, because we do spend a lot of time educating them, but people do educate the horses differently. So, yeah, obviously it could cause some sort of harm. And I think maybe instead of banning it completely, have a look at what Sweden is doing. They have they still carry a whip, a shorter whip, and to use in incidents where there is, you know, that you needed to guide your horse around. And also, you know, they are allowed to tap the horse 5 times. When I say tapping, it's not hitting. And it also stops people from, you know, bouncing around in the car and driving like cowboys in order to drive the horse forward. Also, another thing you'll find if you have the shorter cars is that you'll find people try to kick the ox, pull their tails, you know, just to get the horse, give the horses a fright to go forward. So, as much as I agree in banning the whip, because I have watched it happening, it happened 4 years ago in Norway, everyone had the same concern, where's the sport going to go from now? And it worked out, 4 years later they're still going, and there's still horses everywhere, and there was, you know, a fairly big catalogue of horses through the auctions this year as well. So it will still go forward, and hopefully it might, you know, get more people into the sport.
Finally, Vivian, you mentioned about getting the horses to accelerate. There still will be, and those of us who bet on harness racing, when our horse hits the top of the straight, we want it to accelerate. We want it to be encouraged to go faster. And as you said, now we're going to see, and we don't want to see too much of the drivers jumping up, you know, bouncing up and down in the sulky to try and create the sense of urgency for the horse. But there are other tools available. There are deafeners, and you might want to explain what a deafener is and how that works to make a horse go faster.
Well, the removable deafeners go in the horse's ear or as a hood on top of the horse's ears and can be removed during the run via cord. And you have also the removable blinkers, which is just covering up the eyes, you know, and you can have them sitting up or down during the run, and you can pull them up or down at any point in the race, just like you could with the deafeners, in order to make them go.
So the idea there is, whether it's the deafeners or the blinkers that are removable, when the horse, if it's deafeners, hears the other horses and the action going on, it excites the horse, and it, in some cases, will make the horse go faster. Or with blinkers, they see what's going on and they go, ah, here I am, let's go for the finish line.
Yeah. So, it's up to your horses, how they, you know, what they respond to, and you work with that. And some horses will just run with anything.
Yep, they're the ones you want, I think. Vivian?
Well, obviously it is. And, I think it would be worth trying, but it would have been nice if the participants could have been enlightened beforehand and had a say.
Vivian, you've been the voice of reason, and coming from Norway, also offered a great insight into a country that races without the whip. Society places more demands on us, and certainly in terms of treating animals with respect and care, and I guess the whip becomes archaic. I say long live harness racing. If this helps it to do so, then more power to it. Thanks for joining us today.
No worries. Thank you.